opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. It's a Friday. Jason Mackey and Austin Bechtold in for the guys. Thanks so much for listening to us. Start of hour number four together. Let's go out to the fan hotline where we find former Pirates pitcher and current Pirates broadcaster Bob Walk. Bob, how are you this afternoon?
Good, Jace. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it, as always. I want to start with the home-road splits, Bob. They're very pronounced. We're seeing this, you know, such a great homestand, then the Pirates go on the road. Things obviously not going their way. Is there any logical reason for why things are so different at PNC Park and on the road?
No, not really. I mean, traditionally, you play better at home. At least that's what most teams do, not everybody, but most of them. And so, you know, that explains some of it. But, you know, the whole thing, I really don't get it. I'm not sure exactly why that is, to be honest with you. You know, obviously we hit much better at home, but, you know, why that is, you know, I don't know, because our ballpark, I think, is maybe neutral to maybe leaning a little bit toward the pitcher. You know, it shouldn't, you sure shouldn't have, you know, a much better time hitting the ball in our ballpark than especially some of the ballparks in our own division. You know, you look at some of the places we play in our division, you know, like Milwaukee and Cincinnati. And if you're lucky enough, at least if you're a hitter, if you're lucky enough to go into Chicago with the wind blowing out, you know, there's, you know, there's another big plus place for you to hit in. So logical reason? No, I have no idea why that is.
Yeah.
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Especially not that pronounced. Like you're saying, you see some differences, but not that much. One of the differences that we saw against the Kansas City Royals, Bob, the Pirates pitching staff giving up more home runs than we've sort of been accustomed to with them. Just generally, what did you make out of the Royals series and how the Pirates played? And as far as pitching, is this any sort of trend that we need to be aware of, Pirates pitchers giving up more home runs?
No, I don't. I'm not really, you know, worried about it. I think when you have a, you know, just a series or even a road trip, you know, where you're giving up maybe a homestand, you know, here and there, where you give up some home runs, it has, you know, maybe more to do with the hitters. Where they, did you have run into somebody, a team, even that's a little hot with the long ball? That could be. If you're going to be a team that tries to cut down on your walks and challenges and goes after hitters, you're going to risk giving up more home runs, but you're, you know, maybe going to stay away from bigger innings because you're not putting so many guys on base. So the best thing is just to make sure they're all solo shots. And if they are solo shots, then not really worry about them too much. Hopefully if you're doing a good job on offense, then the solo home runs aren't going to be this thing that beats you, at least in a consistent basis. I think our problem is solo home runs are kind of like when you make a mistake on the bases or when you make a mistake on offense. When you're not scoring runs, the opposition solo home run sticks out like a sore thumb, because more often than not, it's an important run that you can afford to give up, and there it is. And so you notice it a little bit more. But I think, I mean, this is like this. It seems like such an easy thing to say, but I really believe this. A stronger offense makes a lot of these other things that we kind of dwell on go away. We just don't notice them that much. You know, I believe with a decent offense, we're an above 500 team. We're probably about how we play when we're at home. You know, because we seem to do a little better on offense at home, and our pitchers are we're like middle of the pack of the upper half, something like that, in pitching. So if you got a decent offense, you're going to win a whole lot of ball games. But if your offense is really struggling, every mistake you make, whether it's out on the pitching mound or trying to field a ground ball or trying to go from first to third, you know, you make a mistake doing one of those things, and it could cost you a ball game, and then it sticks out, and then you're talking about it for the next couple of days. But job one, and I know I sound like a broken record, been talking about this really since the first road trip of the year, we need to score more runs, and we're just not really doing it on a consistent basis. A little bit better at home, but we still even got to get better there.
Pump and Joe Show, we're chatting with Pirates broadcaster, former Pirates pitcher Bob Walk. Bob, I look at this road trip, this ongoing road trip, and they're 0-6 so far, and got a series starting tonight against the Twins. Paul Skeens opposite Joe Ryan. Obviously not an easy place to play. The Twins are very good at home. If I'm the Pirates, man, I really want to try to get 2-3 here or go into the break with some sort of positive feeling. Just curious your importance, how much importance you place on this series and doing that and being able to sort of snap this skid with a few days to step back and kind of reassess where they stand.
Well, it's not this series. I think that horse is out of the barn on this one. Last Friday I talked about how important the road trip it is after that great homestand to now don't go out and, you know, fall on your face on the road trip. You got to keep some of this good feeling going. And
that didn't happen, Bob.
No, it didn't happen. And you take 2 out of 3 in Minnesota. I'm not jumping up and down and saying yahoo. This has been a terrible road trip at a time where you felt like you really, for the first time all year, you have something going, something you can build off of. And then to have this happen is not good. I don't care what happens in Minnesota as far as I'm concerned. That's just my opinion. Other people have different opinions.
A little lighter topic for you, Bob. The Home Run Derby on Monday. We were talking last segment about O'Neill Cruz. I'm personally very excited for it. That doesn't mean he's a complete player. Obviously, that's a separate discussion to have altogether. But you've watched him take a lot of batting practice. I've watched him take a lot of batting practice. I'm guessing you're pretty excited to watch him do it on a pretty big stage.
I think it's going to be exciting for him. I'm not a big home run competition guy. I've seen pitchers win home run contests, that we've had.
That's
over
how much
the years.
Thought.
It
okay.
used to not be a big deal on TV. It used to be like, little things like we'd go and play exhibition games on the road and the big league team would play a home run contest against the minor league team. And, you'd pitch a couple of, your good hitting pitchers, guys like a Don Robinson or a Rick Roden, those guys would go out there and they would compete and they'd hit more home runs than anybody. So it means nothing as what kind of a hitter you are. There's guys off the street that are, great softball home run hitters that could put on a show. So to me, it's just a show. It's nothing more than that. With Cruz, it'll be an interesting show because of how far he's going to hit the balls. That's what I think is why he's going to be interesting to have in there. But a lot of guys don't even like doing it because they're afraid it's going to mess up their swing, things like that. I don't know. I'm not a hitter, so I don't know if that's even a possibility or they're just using that not to have to go out there and do that. But it's just it's like a long driving competition that, the guys that could never make a cut in their life, those are the guys that a lot of times win those long driving competitions. It's the same thing with this. It's just something fun for the fans to come and watch, and that's all I see it as.
I normally wouldn't get that excited over it, but I'm just excited that Cruz is going to be in it. I think it could be entertaining for what you're saying, the distance.
Well, yeah,
he might hit some.
He's gonna hit some 450s and maybe even a 470 thrown in there somewhere. I think who was it that last somebody hit one 472 in Three Rivers. So that
Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas.
Big hurt.
I could think of Chicago White Sox, but I couldn't think of. Frank Thomas, he hit one off the upper deck to dead center field, which I don't know if you can remember that.
They kept the star there for the chair.
Oh, yeah, for the All-Star. Yeah, they kept it up there, which was kind of neat for the rest of the time. But that's the kind of stuff that I think Cruz could do in this contest is just hit some mammothly long home runs. And that would be exciting for all the fans there to witness that.
Bob, last one is kind of a fun one. I've got an ongoing project at the Post-Gazette I'm doing on the best nicknames in Pittsburgh sports, and it started when the Cobra passed. I like the nickname, but the Whirly Bird, your nickname, where did this come from?
Well, that is really a Philly thing.
Okay.
And then I think somebody put it on the back of a baseball card. Nobody ever really called me Whirly Bird other than people in Philadelphia. I think Harry Callis maybe gave me that nickname. I was young rookie with a bunch of veteran superstar, soon to be Hall of Famers. I mean, that's how that team was. And so I was a young rookie, and I made some like really dumb little things, like back then we this was my first time hitting really since high school, and so I wasn't really anxious. This is just gives you an example of what things I did to help that gave me that they were yelling at me. It's you got to get on deck, sir. Like I didn't realize I was up next. And I had a coat on. It was in Chicago, Wrigley, and I jumped up on the on deck circle really fast, and I grabbed the weighted bat and I picked it up and was giving it a couple little swings, and whoever was up, because I was late getting up there, now that puts the ball in play, he's out. And now I drop the weighted bat and I start walking up to the plate, and I get, I don't know, maybe two or three steps toward the plate, and I realize, oh crap, I don't have a bat. And I have no bat. So now I got to turn around, and all those older guys are just rolling on the bottom of the thing. And then the story after a couple of days went to where Whirly Bird went to the plate with no bat. Well, that's fine. I went with it, and everybody had a good laugh. And so a couple other things along that similar vein happened maybe in my first month or so in the big leagues. And so then Harry started calling me Whirly Bird on the air. And that's for the rest of that season, I was known as Whirly Bird. There you go.
I love it. That's a great story, man. Appreciate it, Bob. As always, thank you.
Oh, I'll see you at the ballpark.
All right, Bob. Sounds good, man. Take care.
All right.
Whirly Bird.
Bye-bye.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whirly Bird. Little did we know. Of course, it was the real Harry Callis.
From Harry Callis.
It was not Nicholas Harry Callis.
I immediately thought, why would Harry Callis give him that nickname? And then I realized, no.
Nope.
It was the former Phillies broadcaster.
Right.
Harry
the Callis. Actual Harry Callis.
The actual Harry Callis.
But a good Harry Callis reference nonetheless. Do you clip that?
Do you think they were related?
No. I don't. More fan headlines. I love when Harry says more fan headlines.
More sounds fan like headlines. You're saying
more fun headlines. That's what it sounds like. The Whirly Bird. I love it. I'm excited. I'm halfway through this project and I'm digging into some of the best nicknames. What sport do you think, or what team, I should say, Limits, do you think has the best set of nicknames in Pittsburgh sports?
Ooh.
I don't have an answer to this. I'm going through it myself, and I'm asking a bunch of people older and more experienced than myself. I'm between the Pirates and the Steelers right now.
Really? Because there's a lot of hockey nicknames.
There are, but I think the caliber of player, and it depends on what kind of line you draw. Like, I can't count Sid. You know, even Le Magnifique.
Right.
I don't know if you can count that as a real nickname.
What about
What
about these pirate nicknames?
Izzy Z, Peggy Tree.
Do you remember Izzy Z, Peggy and Tree?
Izzy Z, Peggy Tree.
Right. Yeah. No.
No? What about Paul in Washington commenting on nicknames?
But let's stop sugarcoating everything. There's only one thing that Derek Shelton's good at, and that's giving his players nicknames. I don't want to hear about Chappie and this one and Scotty Too Hotty or whatever the hell else nickname he has. He has blown more games with his managerial changes at pitching. Go over all the games that we've lost, that we've had leads because of Derek Shelton pitching changes. This is amateur hour.
Amateur hour.
Amateur hour.
On the nicknames.
Amateur hour. I love it. But I mean, okay, so Pirates, real quick. Spanky, Slick, Sluggo, The Hammer, Rubber Band Man, Hitman, Cobra, Scrap Iron, Mule Face, El Toro, Dr. Strangelove, Rock, Tony Plush, Pops, Candyman, Big Poison, Little Poison, and I'm omitting Kutch because I think it's invalid.
So do you
it's
think
too close.
Do you think the kid, Sid the Kid, should be counting for the Penguins or no?
I say no.
Or Gino. So you say Gino doesn't count for Malkin.
That's the difficulty. Because, like, if you count Sid the Kid, you have to count Big Ben, right?
Right. That's what a texter just pointed out to.
You have to count Le Magnifique.
Yeah.
You have to count, you know, I'm looking for originality. Like, if I go over to Steelers, I look at the bus.
Yeah, the bus.
Slash. I think Mean Joe counts.
Why would Mean Joe count and
because
Sid the Kid doesn't then?
Yeah,
it's the same concept.
I know, but there's a story for where Joe Green went to college. And it wasn't so much his demeanor as it was like when he was coming up. I mean, it was a mix with his demeanor. But they were the Mean Green.
All right, well, Big Ben was always bigger than everyone else. It's the same thing. He was always bigger than all the other kids. Joe Green might have been
limits.
Mean.
Don't get me on a technicality here.
Big Ben was big. Sidney Crosby was a man amongst boys, but he was the kid playing with older players. So
well,
I think you'd have to count them all.
I might have to, and again, I have to consult with some experts on the matter, but you know, some others like Rocky Blyer, Jack Splatt, Hollywood Bags, Iron Mike Webster, Frenchie Fuqua, Blonde Bomber, Hydroplane Delaplane, Fats Holmes, The Emperor, The Chief, Big Snack, Another Hammer, Ziggy Hood. That's my list, and then Wrecking Ball, Battleship Kelly, Real Deal James Neal, Flower, Bugsy Malone, Ramblin' Rick Kehoe, Slippery Rock, Joe Mullen, Big Pete from Easy Street. Ironhead Hayward doesn't really have a category. I can't put him with the Steelers. I don't have enough with Pitt.
The Flying Dutchman, our friend Hoagie on Twitter points out.
Yeah, the Flying Dutchman. The Flying Dutchman is a good addition.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.